Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to episode number 2 of the now infamous podcast, hashtag I'm with Bozo. I'm your host, Grant Fussell, also known as your boy G. And tonight, I'm accompanied by a fellow champion of this league in the past.
That's right.
A good buddy of mine. We go way back from Trotter's Point days. Nick Sarkisian. Welcome, buddy.
What's up?
Not much, man. Thanks, I appreciate you.
No problem. This is sweet.
I know. It's been a lot of fun. We had a lot of fun with it last week so far. I was giddy all day today, like looking at the outline, getting ready. Should be fun. Congrats, recently anniversary, right? You and Laurel?
It was this past weekend, six years.
Nice. Isn't that nice? That's crazy, man. It seems like just yesterday you guys were falling in love.
Oh yeah.
You know how it goes. I like the setup there. You got the trophy, the Cuddy Stark. Yeah.
And the trophy.
So is that bottle fresh or is it empty?
That's the bottle from you, so it's still fresh.
Okay, I was gonna say, did anybody take anything or no?
No, this is some really shitty scotch. But...
Oh, I know. I had it when you brought it when you won at the other party at the end of the year party.
Oh yeah.
Tight. Let's see. It's funny. I've been talking to your brother a lot. Do you like crawfish?
I do.
You do.
They're good. We were down there for his wedding, so they had a big crawfish boil in February. But you can only get them in so many months, like February, March, maybe.
Perfect. See, so I was talking to your brother, obviously, hashtag Sark Daddy. Nate, what up? And Will, we were talking about fucking going there, and he said, like, the spring. You got to go there in, like, the spring. And apparently Will makes some mean gumbo. I don't know. I got to go down there and try it out. We'll see, though.
If you live in Louisiana and you don't know how to make gumbo, you might as well just get the hell out.
And I don't know if your brother does. He said his mother-in-law does, but I don't know if he does.
He's probably learning. Yeah, mother-in-law does.
Okay, tight. Any new adventures for you guys coming up? You traveling anywhere? You got anything coming up on the horizon? What's going on?
Nothing set in stone.
No?
But we'll see what happens. We got, they have some credit vouchers to use before end of next year, so we'll see
what
happens. I'm sure we'll be going somewhere.
Sick. Tight. House is doing all right. It's recuperating from the party we had, the draft party. It's doing okay.
Oh, yeah. Okay. You know what? If we can party like that, you guys can welcome over anytime. That was sweet. I mean, that's one thing I look forward to. It's going draft party and then after the year party. It's so much fun.
Same.
But, yeah. House is doing good.
Good. Good to hear. All right, tight. So, let's get to what everybody wants to really hear about. Obviously, like I said, we're friends first. So we'll go with the recap of the week one matchup, which is funny. I didn't even know who I was picking to do this, hashtag foreshadowing. We're going to change up how we're picking who's next this week or for next week. And you guys will see it later on. But it's funny that I ended up picking you because I should have known when I was playing you, but I didn't. So let's give it a little recap. I guess we'll go with week one. What do you think? What happened? How you feel about your team? I mean, I know you know what. I mean, you don't feel too good about what happened, but your team obviously played all right. You were in it, obviously, the whole time.
My team was the best of the worst this week, of course.
True, yeah.
But, I mean, I feel good. There's a few bums on week one, but, I mean, that's going to happen.
Yeah.
Overall, I think well balanced. Maybe a little bit soft in the running back spot, but I mean,
which seems to be
decently.
And I think that comes back to like, which leads me right into the next topic I was going to bring up was the draft, which led us. I mean, we drafted right next to each other. I think you were 10 and I was 11. Right.
Something like that.
We obviously didn't have the choice of the cream of the crops at running back, it was kind of apparent in our matchup, I thought.
I felt good going into the draft with Darrell Henderson because I thought that was a steal.
And he even did solid, too.
He did.
He had a TD, 70 yards, yeah, so. And you had super value with him, so that was another thing. That was another thing I was going to touch on is your keepers. Obviously, he was one of them that you kept.
Yeah.
Fairly late. Was it 14th round, I think?
Yeah, it's pretty late.
It's pretty late. That's what you're looking for, though.
Other one was Scary Terry, Terry McLaurin. It wasn't very scary on Sunday.
No.
But there's some quarterback.
They need a quarterback. I mean, Heinicke came in, right? Yeah.
Yeah, now he's going to be playing for the next month, probably.
Oh,
so.
Boy.
We'll see. I never know.
I mean, you never know. He's hungry, young, and he did all right when he came in for Kansas City. So.
Hey, I'm hearing rumors of Cam Newton maybe going to Washington. That wouldn't be bad. A little bad feeling.
No, not at all. Funny, I had an injury. Michael Gallup got me 7 points, put me behind the Schneid off rip.
He's tearing it up first half.
I know, and he's going to be out. Let me see. They didn't even say how many weeks, but he was actually one of, and somebody else. Who was the other one? Zach Moss, right?
Yeah, Zach Moss.
Yeah. So, I kind of got screwed. Going into the matchup, I was like, oh, I'm screwed. But yeah, not, I mean, it's funny because not, like, Najee Harris, I love the Steelers, man. 5 points.
I mean, it's a good defense in Buffalo's front four, but shit, he's going to have to do better than that to be a second-round pick in this league.
100%. It's funny because with this whole podcast thing and with our league name being like the Detroit's own fantasy football league, I'm going to start a petition to change it. Hashtag I'm with Bozo. Because we're all, literally, if you think about it, we're all with, did you hear that? Maybe? No, that was some crazy thunder. Anyways, if you think about it, though, we're all with Bozo in this thing together. So, like, it would kind of be a good idea just because, like, you never know if this thing starts going out and people start hearing it and whatever. You never know what can happen. But I have to talk to the commission, see what we can do about it. Let's see. Yeah.
We'll step back, Grant. I mean, they got to talk about how I got fucked last night.
I mean, it's stone hands, bro.
Well, luckily I was sound asleep at that point, or I probably would have.
I was like this.
A remote or two. But yeah, not only did that screw me, I needed Ravens to cover 4 points, and that would have been a nice $700 payday for me. But that's gambling. So
but at least it didn't cost. I mean, it cost you $700, but.
No, it was a free bet. It was a free bet.
Oh, that's even better.
I'm still in the black.
Also, for the record, everybody, we're in Michigan. That stuff is legal here, so we can talk about it on this podcast because we are in Michigan. Dang, there's some more lightning. That means the storm's like 10 miles away. That thing's starting to come down. So it's funny. I actually wasn't watching the game last night. Once it got to the fourth quarter, I was watching. I turned it off. I turned on my ESPN Gamecast on my phone when I was in bed.
Yeah.
And once the Raiders didn't score and the Ravens got the ball back, I turned it off. I didn't look at it anymore. And I woke up to what everybody had texted me. And when I went to bed, I was butt-puckered. When I woke up, I was still butt-puckered. I for sure thought he was going to have at least one catch for... I mean, he only needed a few yards, I think, to get another point. So, that's fantasy, though. You know what I mean? It comes down to literally every catch, every run. That's wild. Our quarterbacks... So, you were telling me... So, you have a theory. This is something that wasn't on your outline, so I'm catching you off guard here. You have a theory. You don't check the games until halftime of the first games?
Yeah, first games I don't check. But I'm kind of weird about it. I don't check Yahoo. I'll check live stats and Gamecast and ESPN, but I don't like looking at Yahoo.
To know what you're going up against with your matchup.
Pretty much. I hate projections. I don't like projections. Kind of.
I dig it. I mean, me too.
60%, but plus taking 2 blood pressure medications doesn't help either.
No, definitely not. So you does, yeah, cut as much anxiety out as possible.
Yeah. But, yeah.
I get it.
So it doesn't drive me crazy all day.
Right. See, and that's the thing for me is, like, I like to check it when I'm watching, like, early to, like, I always have a little thing. It's like, if my guys get the first touchdown for their team, it's like, we're going to have a good day. We're going to have a good day. But, that's just what I do. All right. So, like I said, you won it 2 years ago. What were some of the issues causing you not to win it again last year when your boy took home the ship?
I mean, just offhand, I had a lot of injuries last year. My quarterback play wasn't great. Lamar Jackson didn't have a sophomore slump, but
true.
He did not pick up what he did in the rookie year. So a little bit lighter on that end, and I had a couple running backs go down early.
Yeah,
it is what it is. You got to try to find guys diamond in the rough, but they're not always there. But
that's what I've been doing already this year. let me see here. I was trying to pull up the. I don't know if I could do it. I'd have to get with Eric probably. What did you finish last year?
I mean, I think regular season I finished like 9th or 10th.
Okay. Because I need to get the playoffs.
I might have won the old toilet bowl tournament.
Ooh, the old best loser.
Yeah, I might have done.
We need to come up with something for that, Igor. If you're listening.
Think of something, Eric. Bozo.
Godro, we used to play in that dodgeball tournament that we won. It had the toilet bowl champions. We got that little toilet bowl trophy with a little dodgeball in it. It'd be cool to get a little football in it.
Yeah.
Might have to look into that. All right, moving forward to this year, your keepers, obviously, your strategy was to get value with what you had, right? Your running backs were 14. Yeah. You had 14 round running back. So, obviously, the Cam Akers injury was
it's everything you could ask for. I had a few guys to choose from. I think Terry McCorn was a no-brainer for a fifth round with me, but I mean, we had.
So, what do you value him as, like, outside of a fifth round pick? So, you think he's a, like, higher pick than that second round?
I think he would have went top three, for sure, top four.
Wideouts taken?
No, rounds.
Oh, okay. I was about to say, dang, bro, that's a hot take.
No.
Okay, yeah, first rounds, okay. Yeah, it's great. I like it. So you got value there.
I had three running backs I could have chose. I had Miles Gaskin, James Robinson, Darrell Henderson. And when Akers went down, and then Sean McVay's like, hey, I am not going to play Henderson all in the preseason. Don't care. He's a number one back.
That means he's going to get the workload.
I mean, he's got to get some carries.
Yep.
It's a little bit scary when they signed Sony Michel, but it's not. So far, it's not going to look like it's a big deal. I mean,
the Rams offense is moving great.
Yeah, Sony Michel might have had one or two carries last night.
Yeah, I took him in. It's funny, so people were talking about other leagues. Don't talk about other leagues. Well, I took Sony Michel in one of my other leagues as a value pick, and obviously I'm not starting him, but he's on Brian the Pine. But, yeah, I was like, damn. Sucks.
Speaking about James Robinson, since we're in Michigan here and we all hate Ohio State.
Okay, fair.
What was Urban Meyer doing playing Carlos Hyde in the first quarter over James Robinson?
I don't know.
That guy's a bum.
He's
an idiot.
Literally the fucking OHL love, dude. That's what it is.
Exactly.
That's why there's so much, what do they call it, animosity. So I was listening to some stuff on, what was that, ESPN Plus. They were talking about how there's just animosity between the players and the coaches, and the coaches and like the GMs and everything. And
yeah,
Urban's trying to do what he wants to do, and like it's not meshing well. And you can tell with the product they put on the field on Sunday. I mean, they didn't play that bad. Trevor Lawrence played okay, but
yeah,
it just didn't seem.
If Brett's a bitch boy is listening, screw Ohio State and screw Meyer.
Yeah, dude,
He's gonna know he's from Ohio. Screw him.
Yeah, they were even talking about, I heard something where he might even already pull the whole Saban thing and go back to college.
Oh, whatever.
It's probably just radio talk, but.
Moving on.
What do you got there? What is that in there?
Just a high-quality H2O tonight.
Okay, you didn't put none of that Cuddy Stark in there, did you?
No, not tonight.
Not tonight. Yeah, it's only not a good night. Tight. So is there anybody you missed out on in the draft? Or give me, like, I guess your draft strategy this year. And kind of, obviously we were at your house for the draft, so we were, you know, doing our thing. So being in the war room was probably a little tough for you, having to, you know, I mean, I guess when we were drafting, you didn't have to make sure everybody was being okay, but was it difficult for you, like, being able to, I guess, be on the clock knowing, like, other people are just wandering around your house, I guess? Was that, did that play into anything that, like, maybe your draft strategy changed during what you wanted, or?
I'd say I think we took a few breaks. I think between rounds 1 and 10, we were, I wouldn't say sober, but relatively sober. So I didn't have to worry about you guys.
Okay.
I think the hardest part about draft is if you're in the later position, those back-to-back picks, when some picks are keepers in those rounds, and you're making back-to-back picks and you got to make quick decisions, that's the hardest part. But, like, just trying to get a well-balanced team, especially with the two-quarterback league and our flex.
It's tough. Yeah, spot, I love it.
It's unique, but I do love it, too.
And it's hard, too.
You also want to try to...
Go ahead.
Yeah, I was just going to say, I also love the idea of quarterback wide receiver combo, but
like a double dipping.
It's hard.
It's very hard to get.
I mean, I really wanted to go after Russell Wilson, which I got, but Doug has Metcalf is the keeper and Lockett was gone, so.
I was gonna say too. That's Lockett's always one of those like sleeper, low key, good double dippers. If you got Russell Wilson, it's funny. I actually, again. Not in this league, but in another league, I have Mahomes and Tyreek Hill.
Yeah,
I had the 11th pick. Same shit happened. Everybody took running backs. So I was like, oh, I'll take the best quarterback, and then I'll double dip and take his best wideout. So
yeah, that's no brainer.
You know, and I won in that league this week. Hey, just like I won in this league this week. Hey, yeah, the old double pistols. Tight. Let's see here. Moving right along. I didn't hear if there was anybody that you missed out on drafting that you wanted, potentially maybe that I took on the double back pick that you didn't get, or the guy in front of you, which was...
I think that was... The guy in front of me was Duncan, I believe.
Draft overview. Guy in front of you was... My internet would work here. Yeah. Well, I can't pull it up because my internet's messed up. I don't even know. Are you still here? Nope. He's frozen. Uh-oh. We lost him. My internet went out. No, it didn't. Yes, it did. Rary either. But I was looking to your matchup... next week. And how do you feel about it given what happened with this week's matchup?
So, I mean, Brady Bunch, good squad. I mean, they're solid. I'm just looking at this roster right here. I mean, you're gonna have a little bit more difficulty with Garoppolo. I think he might fall off a little bit.
He's not playing the Lions this week.
No, he's playing in Philly.
Who, by the way, looks very sweet. Jalen Hurts.
Yeah.
Miles Sanders. Ooh, wee.
But a little worried about Brady going back home to play against Atlanta.
How about Gronk being a free agent in our league, huh?
Yeah, how about that?
Oop. Picked him up. It's funny, too, because people were commenting on... like his value going up, like because we got a bid. So for those that don't know, in our league, we have to bid it's a fictional dollar amount, right? It's not a real dollar. Is it a real dollar amount?
No, it's fake.
I was gonna say I think we do pay like $20, but whatever. And so we have a fictional dollar amount that we have to like bid on free agents, which is awesome. I love it. And people were commenting on Gronk on Thursday night, like, ah, his value's going up to $30, da, 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 da. And I get into work on Friday morning at like 6:30 a.m. and I check my app and it's like, oh, add Gronk as a free agent for free. I'm like, ding, bing, send it. Yeah, duh, why not? I don't even know why I didn't draft him. My tight end got me 0 points this week and I still won.
I know.
Oh, it's funny. Oh, I had a 2, a 0, a 4, a 7, and I still won. I mean, Kyler Murray obviously went ballistic, which it's funny. For me, I know I'll get my own episode and somebody can interview me for this, but I almost wanted to take Adam Thielen again, and I would have basically the same almost team I had last year. I kept Dalvin Cook, and I kept Justin Jefferson, drafted Kyler Murray. Those are three of my pieces that kept me or that got me to win last year, and I got to get him back again this year, and he's already splashing.
Yeah.
But, he's probably not going to, 40 points. I mean, Tennessee looks horrendous. Their defense looks horrid. Yeah. He's in one of the best conferences.
He did look bad. That was Blake's lock. I mean, how could you go against Blake's lock?
I know. You can never go against Blake's lock.
You have to go against Blake Lock. He's a bum.
I know.
Guy sends out a text. Lock of the year is Tennessee against Arizona. And he gets fucking blown.
And then you take Arizona on whatever you can do. Blake, if you're listening, which I know you're gonna be, if you ever bet on anything, give me your lock on everything.
Yeah, Blake, send your locks in noon on Sunday.
And
we'll all bet against you.
Yeah, or if you do anything other types of betting, give me your daily locks because I'll go with that too.
Yeah.
Tight. All right. So, me and Eric didn't really do the predictions matchup by matchup for week two. We kind of just did the season overall thing. So, I don't know if I'm going to do... I know I put it on the itinerary to do weekly matchups. I don't think I'm going to do those. I think we'll just do the season matchups or the season prediction rankings because I obviously have a running list going. Obviously, I'm going to do everybody's, and then I'm going to come up with like maybe a halfway point of what people think are going to happen and whatever, and maybe do something funny with a sports book or something, or just something funny. Nothing too serious. But you guys know how like we like to keep it funky over here at hashtag I'm a bozo. So, let's see here. Ooh, it's got a light on it. Of course, it doesn't work. Oh, you know what? I don't need that, actually. All right, so really what me and Eric did, we did, he gave me his top 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, but he split it because he couldn't decide who his sixth was, and then he gave me his bottom three bottom feeders for the season. Based off of first week matchups and everything that's going on in the season, Sark Daddy, Cuddy Stark, I would love to hear your predictions on the Detroit Zone Fantasy Football League results. Oh, did I lose him again? No. Hello? You with me? Oh, I lost him again. Well, we're still going to get the results here. Because we're still rolling. But the old internet's been a little bit of an issue today. Stupid storms. Let's see here. If you guys haven't done so, you can go give hashtag I'm with Bozo a follow on Spotify. Just go to the Discovery tab. Type in hashtag I'm with Bozo. Give it a little follow. And just to stay in touch with what's going on in this fantasy football league. And with everything else that's going on, I am still currently trying to connect back to Nick Sark Daddy for the predictions. There we are. There's that. Da, 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 da. I think we're back again. Round three. Yes, sir. There he is. It's all right. We kept it going over there with some episodes or with some fillers and some advertisements. Go follow hashtag I'm with Bozo on Spotify. If you haven't done so already, we're back. Sarko, still, predictions. Top six, bottom three. What you got for me?
All right, top six. Let me pull up the list here. I mean, if if I'm being realistic, I want to say myself, but
okay,
I'm gonna go with Easy's team, Derek's team. That's number one in my book.
Okay.
Let's go with Orion being second, and I'll take third place. Brady Bunch finishes fourth.
Who is that?
That would be Chris Rogers.
See, Rogers.
Take Duncan finishing fifth, and then Corey finishing sixth.
Damn, no love for the boy that just whooped y'all booty, huh?
Lucky.
No love for the reigning champ. That's fine. It's funny. The only one that's different on Eric's got Ride Dog, Duncan, Corey, C. Raj, EZ. The only ones that are different are me, Eric had, and he had himself, and you had yourself. So yeah, you took him out of yours, and he took you out of his.
Yeah, I have to boot your ass out of the top.
I mean, reigning champ, cuz 1-0, dog. That trophy looks good next to you, but my two would look better next to me.
I'm saying bottom three, in no particular order.
They never are. Yep, that's right, a given here over here. I'm with Bozo.
We'll go with the Bozo commissioner himself, the Lord Gordon.
Ooh.
And let's go with Bitch Boy / Brett.
Okay. The old BB.
No love for Blake on this podcast. He's going to finish in the bottom three.
Blake is going to finish at the bottom. That is two out of two episodes have Blake and Brett in the bottom three with KG and Igor, the Gordon brothers, running out the other three. Look at that. I love it, Nick. I love it. Yep. I appreciate you taking some time out of your busy schedule to join me tonight to talk about what has gone on so far in this league. I'm sure that you're going to follow the rest of the season with everybody else's episodes. With that brings me to the new style of picking who does the next episode here at hashtag I'm with Bozo. We're going to let the guy that's on right now do the picking for the next week. So, Nick, I know we talked about it. I'm putting you on the spot. Who do you got for next week?
Let's go with... Let's have Corey join you on the old podcast.
Mr. SL Slosh Shooter himself. Atta boy. Appreciate that. That'll be a good one. I'm excited for that one. He's always very live in the group chats. He's going to have a lot to say on this. Oh, I feel like...
He'll have a lot to say.
So obviously with the beginning episode, it was an hour and 13 minutes. This one, we're right at 30. So we're doing what we need to do. Getting the content down to what we need to get it to. His might be about 45 to 50 minutes, maybe an hour. He's a little long-winded guy. It's okay. tight, man. I'm going to do what we need to do to get this up and rolling. I appreciate you, like I said, taking the time out. Good luck the rest of the season. I'm sorry I had to start you out 0-1. It is what it is. No hard feelings.
It is what it is.
Just got to defend my title, you know what I'm saying? Nick? I'm sure we'll be in touch soon, and I'll see you when I can see you. Cheers, brother.
Hey, boys.
You have a good night.
You too.
Later. Mmm.